Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. Mitzvahs Hanerogim. This is the Seder for when someone was Chayev Misa through Hereg. Sagt der Mishnah, Hoyametizin, the Edim would cut off Es Roisha his head, Basayev with a sword. Kiderech Shehamalchus Oisa. The same way the government executes someone. Rabbi Huda says, Nivul Huzeh. That is a very disgusting, disgraceful thing. The Torah did not tell us to do it that way. Ella rather, although there's no easy way to do it, but it's done in the most edel way possible. Menichen es roishoy. They place his head face down, ala sadon, on a block, the koitzets, and they cut it bekoifetz, with an axe. Amrulai, so the Chachamim said to Rabbi Yehuda for their part, that's disgraceful. Ain misa minuvelas mezu. You can't have a more disgusting death than that. Rabbi Huda's shita is, if this is what the governments do, they chop off the person's head when he's standing, then we would be over the lav of evichukoseyem loyselechu. That's what Rabbi Huda says to do it the other way, to put his head on the sadin, which is a block, like we explained before. It's actually embedded into the earth. But the Chachamim say you're cutting off his head like a behemoth. You're taking an axe. So the Gemara explains, when Rabbi Yehuda first said, Nivul Huzeh, they understood it the way we touched it. The chop of his head and for him to fall to the floor is disgraceful. That's how the Chacham didn't understand. What you're saying, to you with an axe, is even more disgraceful. So Rabbi Yehuda explained, what he meant was that to do it, the way executions are performed, you're over Evechikoseim Leselechu. That was the Nivul. Zakta Mishnah Vaitre, Mitzvahs HaNechnokin. What is the Seder for someone who's Chayiv Chenek? Chenek literally means to be choked. Zakta Mishnah, once again, Hoya Meshakein Oisoi Bazevel. The Edom that testified that he did the Aveda. They're the ones that have to do this. They put his feet into Zevel, fertilizer of a behemoth, Ad Arkuvoisav, until his knees. V'noisen, and again, the two Edom are going to put Sudar Kashel Atecheraka, a hard cloth into a soft cloth, the way we explained earlier, when the Mishnah was describing Sreifa, the Koidech al Tzavarei, they wrapped it around his throat. Ze, one of them, and now we're explaining that one of them means one of the Edom, Moshech Etzloi, pulled it to his side, Veze Moshech Etzloi, the other one pulled it to his side. And they did it at Shenavsha Yotze, until he choked, and his nefesh left him. Okay, so the Mishnah told us the mitzvah of Sayif, according to the Chachamim, is they chop off his head when he's standing. Rabbi Huda says it's nivul. They thought nivul means disgraceful. So they couldn't understand what Rabbi Huda suggests, that they put his head down on a block and chop off his head with an axe. That's even more disgraceful. But Rabbi Huda didn't mean nivul in terms of the actual misa. He meant because the way the Chachamim say to do it, it's Evichikoseim Leiselechu. The Chachamim, for their part, say, if that's how they dash on the Pasuk, it's not Evichikoseim Leiselechu. The mitzvah of Nechnokin is similar to Sreif, except this time, instead of just pulling it to the point that he opens his mouth and they pour in the molten lead, here, they pull it until Nafsha Yotze. Again, I want to remind you, it was very rare that Bezin actually executed someone. According to one Man D'Omer, it was only once in 7 years. According to another Man D'Omer, it was once in 70 years. And the person was warned before he did the Aveda that this is going to happen to him. Warned by the Eden. And he did it anyway. We also have to understand that under those circumstances, this is his Kapara.